Can you tell me who the Human Resources Director is?
That is Maria Alvarez. She's from Spain. We actually have a lot of Spanish people working for this company.
Oh, really? Why is that?
We have a branch in Barcelona, and the Spanish colleagues often come to Hamburg for a kind of gap year, just like you. We have a lot of other nationalities working here as well. Here's our organigram.
Oh, I see. That's interesting. Who is Jacques Dupont?
He's our procurement manager. He's French.
Do you also have a branch in France, then?
No, we don't. Jacques is married to a German woman, and she didn't want to go to France, so they live in Hamburg. Jacques has a purchasing manager called Hakan Karakas. As you may guess, he's Turkish. His family moved to Hamburg many years ago, and he grew up in Germany.
I see. And who's Evelyn Bishop?
She's from Australia. She came to Germany to study and liked it so much she ended up staying here. She met a guy from Poland and they are now married and have two children.
Wow, you are very multicultural here.
Yes, we are. And now we have you here from China as well. We also have a lady from Japan called Ying Chang. She's very nice.
Oh, that's very interesting, because Chang is actually a Chinese name.
Yes, I remember she told me that her family moved to Japan many years ago, and that's why she's now Japanese. A friend of mine went to Russia last year to study the language and also met a lot of people from Japan. There were also a lot of people from Hungary, the Czech Republic, and Bulgaria at the university. Russian is a very popular language to study. The Russian economy is coming out of its slump, and Russia is now becoming an important trading partner.
Hamburg isn't too far from Poland. Do many people speak Polish?
Only the Polish. It's a very difficult language for foreigners to learn, and from a business point of view, it's not necessary. Now that they are in the EU, there's a big market for English language training in Poland.
Yes, in China, English language training is popular too. The English language trainers come from all over the world. For example, there are British, Irish, American, Canadian, Australian and New Zealanders.
Oh, New Zealand. I would love to go to New Zealand. The country offers a lot of variety in terms of landscape, people and extreme sports.
Oh, I've been to New Zealand. I went there only for a weekend when I was on holiday in Australia.
Oh, I spent my last holiday in Denmark. It was okay, but the beer is too expensive. But next year I'm going to go to Italy. I love Italian food and men. Okay, shall we have a cup of coffee?
Sure, let's go.